That's the opening price after the MSSP has been deducted, yep.
And so if people aren't familiar with the MSSP, that will be to a clawback, if you want to put it that way, 14 cents a deduction for the loans that MG suppliers got to prop up the current year's price.
I think it's a recovery over on the clawback, I'd like to call it.
Okay, but that so there's the price includes that 14 cents.
It includes 14 cents of the final MSSP, which we won't know till we finish the year.
Okay, so could that figure still go up or down a little bit?
Yes, it could go up.
How much?
Look, we think it could go up by another cent a litre, but we'll know once we finalise the year-end accounts.
So why is your opening price so much lower than other processors?
Look, I think you need to understand with our 3.6 billion litres of milk, a fair proportion of that still sits in the commodity market, either directly in commodities or in products that have a commodity index. And what we're seeing is at the moment is an unprecedented run of low commodity prices globally.
But if Warrnambool Cheese and Butter is sitting at $4.80 opening, Bega is opening at $5, you're paying your suppliers almost 15% less than those leading prices.
I can't comment on those other businesses. Obviously, their product mix is different to ours. As I said, we do have a fair proportion of our product in global commodities.
How angry do you think your suppliers will be given that they've copped one price cut, significant price cut in April, and now another big one 2 months later?
Look, we're certainly aware our farmers are going to be fairly hard done by for cash flow next year, and we're going to be working very hard with those farmers to bring cash flow to them as quickly as we can.
How do you do that?
Well, I think we've already done it with the opening price. We've only deducted part of the MSSP from it. We have opened up as high as we can to the final price, and also we've actually put interest-free loans in place and also allowed farmers to opt out of the share offtake, which puts money back into their opening price as well.
What are the possibilities for step-ups? If you're aiming for $4.80 by the end of financial year 17, when will those step-ups occur?
Look, obviously, if the market conditions stay as they are and currency trades where it is, then we believe the step-ups will be forthcoming. But we have to wait and see how that gets crystallised, and as soon as it is crystallised, we'll pass it through.
So are they a certainty?
Nothing in life is a certainty, but again, if market conditions stay where they are and we deliver against that, they will be paid.
What about step-downs? Can you rule out any step-downs for the coming season?
Look, based on where the market is at the moment, we don't foresee that. However, if the market worsens, deteriorates, especially the currency and commodities, then we can't rule that out.
Can you see how much that could concern your suppliers, that the same thing that's happened this year could happen again next year?
Look, I think where we've set the budget's a very prudent budget based on where market conditions are. And we believe, you know, unless something catastrophic happens out of something we can't foresee, then we should be able to deliver on the budget.
Okay, so the odds are quite low for a step down.
Based on where the market is at the moment.
What's the closing price for this year? You were aiming for between $4.75 and $5 a kilo. Can you be more specific than that now that we're this close to the end of the financial year?
Look, we can't. We've already given guidance. We'll be within that range, and the accounts don't close for another few days, and we'll have the accounts out in the middle of August.
Now, you're forecasting a profit of $42 million to the end of financial year 17.
Yep.
Could you aim to forecast just to break even, make $1 million, and give the rest of that money back to suppliers in an effort to boost the price back up?
Look, under the profit-sharing mechanism, that's not what we envisage. Obviously, the milk price will be determined as part of the total net profit before tax, or after tax, sorry. And ultimately, the milk price will be adjusted and dividends off that as well.
Throughout the campaign of Murray Goulburn listing the unit trust, though, it was very strong, the line from Murray Goulburn that suppliers would be no worse off, but it sounds like they will be worse off if you're not able to give them that money.
Look, I think it's very important to understand it's not the profit-sharing mechanism or the structure of the company that's causing this. It's a global downturn in commodity prices and currency that are driving low prices.
So you physically, there are rules in place that you can't use that $42 million, even though it's admittedly a forecast, you can't use that to give more money back to farmers.
Look, there are provisions there that we could depart from the profit-sharing mechanism should a catastrophic event occur. But, I mean, what we're seeing here is just the normal swing in commodity cycles, albeit at all-time lows, I agree.
Now, we understand that there is a group of farmers that has the numbers to call an extraordinary general meeting and that it does have that option, but it hasn't yet. You've met with them. What was discussed?
Look, we've met with some farmers who represent other farmers. We're not aware that they've indicated they may have the numbers. We haven't been indicated there is a call for an EGM, and that's the shareholders' prerogative to call an EGM. And once they come forward with 5% of the shareholding to do that, then we'll move forward on that basis.
But you are meeting with them in the interim to talk to them?
Well, we've had one discussion with a group of people, yeah.
Now, there are also investigations underway from both ASIC and the ACCC towards Murray Goulburn. Have there been any updates there?
No, look, we can't really talk too much about those. I mean, we are working with both bodies very closely, and we believe that we should be okay in both those.